Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, Matt. Matt speaks, John.
Who's calling?
Morning, John. Thank you so much for taking our call. My name is Richard, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm, and we're not affiliated with any news or media organizations or political campaigns. And this morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answer will be remain confidential. Let me ask this, sir, with all respect, are you or anyone in your household a reporter or an appointed or elected official and active in any political campaign, John?
No.
No. Will you kindly provide me with some time, your precious time, so I can finish this survey with you, so I can conduct this survey with you?
What's the survey about?
This is about the, like I just mentioned, this is about what's going on your community.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay. Okay, now thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general elections for president U.S.? For the president U.S. Senate, Michigan State legislature, and local issues, is that I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not act likely to vote. Or you won't vote.
Yes, I'm going to vote.
You will vote. Okay, thank you, sir. Question with all respect to you, sir. What is your age?
I'm 64.
64. Thank you very much. Okay. Sir, generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right directions, or have they gotten off of the wrong track?
Generally speaking, they're in the right direction.
Right direction. Thank you, sir. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about proposals that they may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you like to vote on it. Okay? Proposals for non-motorized trail mileage in the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of $0.65 million for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails with the county. This mileage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first years. In the election we're held today, will you vote yes in the favor of this proposal or no against the proposal?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. I think I need to research that more.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. Now, since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will be
allocate
public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. If you will be paid for that by a slight property tax increase, knowing this, will you vote yes in favor or on this proposal or no against this proposal, sir?
I'll go with yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would be cost the average of homeowners about $90 per year for the 10 years, for the next 10 years, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Still yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, sir. As I mentioned, this proposal would be raised about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes as to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plans construct new trails about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $7 per year. The second will be, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowners about $105 per year. Third will be, I'm fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowners about $90 per year. Which one would choose?
The $90 a year.
The $90, okay. Let me just one moment. Okay, sir. And now, from the following list, which issue you should local elect officials in Grand Traverse County focus most to help you and your family? Improving local roads and infrastructures, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, reducing traffic and congestion, controlling growth and development, protecting water quality and water supplies, improving public education and local schools, making housing for more affordable, fighting crimes and drugs and improving public safety, or holding the line in on property taxes and reducing government spending.
I'm not sure what the question is. I'm sorry.
No problem. I'll repeat it back to you. From the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on? Like improving local roads and infrastructures, protecting natural areas, wildlife habitat, controlling growth and development, reducing traffic and congestion, improving public education and local schools, or fighting crimes and drugs and improving public safety.
Oh my God! I'll have to put the last one.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, now you will know now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have an affordable or unaffordable opinion of each. If you have an opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Now, I'm going to go ahead and mention this one. Grand Traverse County government, is it very favorable or somewhat unfavorable to you?
Favorable.
Okay. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TAR Trails, is it very favorable or somewhat unfavorable to you?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay, now your city or township government, very favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Thank you, sir. Okay, and now do you think Grand Traverse County is going in development too fast, too slowly, or about right?
I'm going to say too fast.
Too fast. Thank you. If approved by voters, my proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayers' funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plans and construct new trails. Knowing this, will you say you trust or do not trust Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Is it definitely trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust?
I'll go with the second one that you said.
Probably trust,
moderately,
right?
Trust. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Okay, there are a number of ways that money would be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate it to approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. To protect open space from residential and commercial development, do you strongly approve or strongly disapprove? Okay, and to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks, do you strongly approve or disapprove?
Strongly approved.
Okay, strongly approved. To maintain existing trails, strongly approved or disapproved?
Strongly approved.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space, do you approve or do not approve, sir? Or disapprove, I'm sorry.
Approved.
Okay. Now, to promote recreational opportunities, do you strongly approve or strongly disapprove?
I approve, strongly.
That's okay, sir. Thank you very much, and I really appreciate it for your precious time, sir. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling, do you approve that?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, to increase non-motorized transportation options, do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
And to promote health and wellness?
Approve.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, if forced to choose which of the following is more important to you, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between school, workplace, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County as well maintained?
Approve.
The first one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, you will be giving a few cents statement about this proposal to maintain 16 trails and main plan construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Is it there will be a full public disclosure for project spending? Do you much more likely or much less likely, sir?
More likely.
More likely. Thank you, sir. A citizen oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision to make and ensure the funds are administered for their intent purpose. Do you much more likely or much less likely, sir?
More likely.
Okay. And there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Do you much more likely or much less likely?
More likely.
Thank you. The funds from the police proposal will be matched with the federal, state, and private funds. Do you are much more likely, I'm sorry, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Okay, now, will you be giving some statement in favor of this proposal to maintain this existing trail plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County? Please indicate if this argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not too convincing to you. When it comes today, digital age is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors by physically activating and have healthy lifestyle. Very convincing or not all convincing, sir?
I would say not all convincing.
Okay, thank you, sir. And this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces to our children, grandchildren, and future generations can yield themselves a way to way we do. Very convincing or not all convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay, Grand Traverse County Trails Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvement and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add to dedicate public funding source to improve the existing trail network construction. Are you convinced or not convinced, sir?
Not convinced.
Okay. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife, habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams. Do you convinced or I'm very convincing or not at all convinced, sir?
I'm convinced. Yes.
Well, okay, thank you, sir. We almost finished on this, sir. Now, this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County Trail Network from the motorized vehicles, so residents can safe walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles. You are very convincing or not convincing, sir?
I'm very convinced.
Thank you, sir. Just one moment. Okay. Thank you very much for that, for your time, sir. We're almost done, sir. We're almost done. And I really appreciate it for your time. Now, I'm taking that in account, everything you heard. You will now be asked about the proposal to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no, sir?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And will you say if you are definitely voting probably voting yes? Is it definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay. Let me just go ahead and ask. Now, you're giving some same against this proposal to maintain existing trail and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if this argument is very convinced, somewhat convincing, or not convincing, sir. It will be...
convincing. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, that's okay. There are already enough trail publics used in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners. Is it very convincing or not convincing, sir?
Not convincing.
Okay. Now, let me just go ahead. As this proposal will be giving millions more taxpayers' dollars to local politicians, and we can trust them to spend this money the right way, and we'll just end up getting waste on their project. Is it convincing or not all convincing, sir?
Not all convinced.
Okay, this proposal will raise taxes on the on middle class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. Is it very convincing or not convincing, sir? We're almost done, sir.
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and one final time, taking into account everything that she just heard in the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against the proposal? Is it yes or no?
I'll vote yes. You convince me.
And will you say you're definitely voting or probably voting? Definitely, right? Or probably?
Yes. Okay. Definitely.
Thank you. Now, if you were giving a statement to complete in your own words, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
I'm sorry, you got to repeat that one.
Yeah, sure. Now, you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words. I'm asking this. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
To vote yes.
To vote yes. Thank you, sir. We're almost done here. And before we finish, will you be asked in another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November? This proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal. So the County of Grand Traverse imposed a renewal of this privilege approved 1 mil for local street, roads, highways, and bridges. repair and improvement millage beginning in the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of street roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved, in lieu in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949. If the election were held today, will you vote yes or to this proposal or no, sir?
I'm going to say the middle one.
The middle one. Okay. Thank you, sir. And if I'm not going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for this for confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom do you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Is it going to be Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden,
no,
the Democrat?
Joe Biden.
Okay, yeah. Which political party are you affiliated, Democrat or Republican or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you, sir. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Liberal.
Thank you. What is the last grade or formal education that you have completed, sir?
Master's degree.
Master's degree. Congratulations on that, sir. Okay. And do you know or do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
Own a home in Grand Traverse.
Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your
one
household, sir?
Yeah, one.
Yes. Thank you. What is your main racial background, sir?
I guess I'm white.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Then we already have completed with your survey. I really, really appreciate that, sir. Hopefully everything changes on Traverse County. Thank you very much for your precious time. You have a wonderful weekend, sir.
You have a hard job. I hope people treat you well.
Thank you so much, sir. And blessings to you and your family, sir.
Thank you.
Very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
Great weekend, sir.